I don't know what is going on, but it's been weeks since that psycho has fucked with me. This is almost worse than when he does. I'm constantly horny. My God, I've never masturbated so much. It's like waiting for him to trigger the implant makes me even hornier than when he does. I keep waiting for that damn sound, and now I just want dick all the time. It's really driving me crazy. I don't know what to do. Well, I cannot worry about it today. I finally have a client meeting in an hour. Business has been picking up lately. Who knew so many people just needed an assistant to get all of their extra crap done all the time? And even better, they pay through the nose to get other people to do their menial shit all the time. Oh, shoot, I need to go. Hi, yes, I'm here for an 11 o'clock with Mr. Jones. Yeah, I can wait until he's done with the meeting, that's fine. Okay, sit over there. Great, thanks. Ooh, this is a nice office. Look at that hard wood. I said hard wood. Ooh, damn it, girl. Keep it together. This is your biggest client yet. If you can land this guy, the sky is the limit. Oh, he's ready? Thanks. Ooh, here we go, lady. Keep it together. Hello, Mr. Jones. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to meet with me. Oh, I really appreciate the opportunity to explain my services. Yes, sir. I'm just kind of like your personal assistant. I mean, I know you have an assistant at work, but I would be responsible for any out-of-work needs that you might have. Oh, look at the bulge in his pants. This guy is packing some serious cock. Lord, what is wrong with me? I'm trying to land a new client, and all I can think of is his giant cock pounding my pussy. Yes, sir. I am a certified notary. By the way, I'm also insured and bonded, so I'm covered for every eventuality. And I can handle everything from picking up your dry cleaning to delivering important documents to any place in the world. I pride myself on being prepared for anything that comes up. Like swallowing that big cock in my throat. Oh my God, stop it! Lord, he is walking around and sitting on his desk. Look at that cock. Yes, sir, I can do accounting. Yep, I have an office with all the tools I would need to handle business affairs. Seriously, have no fear. I can handle any affair that you need handled outside of the office. I would like to handle that cock. Lord, what is wrong with me? The implant isn't even doing anything. Why do I feel this way? It's like I want the implant to go off just so I can have an excuse to suck his cock. What has happened to me? Oh, yes, sir. I have many levels of service and contracts. We can do daily, weekly, monthly, or even yearly if you see the need for such a service. Yep, I can be on call or have a schedule of activities that you need taken care of. I believe that my fees are very reasonable and that your cock would be very happy. Your clients would be very happy. I am so sorry. Oh God, this is really embarrassing. I have no idea why I would say something like that. And I assure you, I am not so unprofessional. Lord, I majorly screwed up. I just can't get my mouth off of his cock. I mean, my mind. What is happening to me? Seriously?
Are you laughing at me?
I really am embarrassed. I've never slipped up like that. I really am more professional than that. You're not offended. Good. Well, thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
Wow.
Yeah, I would love to be your assistant to handle your affairs. Fantastic. Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, yes, sir? Yes, I'm sure that I can handle all of your needs. What would you like me to start with? Oh, I can have contracts done up today and we can get started.
Wait, a negotiation before the contracts are drawn up.
I'm not sure that I understand what you mean, sir.
Oh! You would like me to handle this affair?
Yes, I did say your cock would be very happy with my service. And I think that I am just the woman for you, sir.
I cannot believe this is happening. No implant controlling me, but here I am about to slut myself out without any help from that psycho.
Oh, yes, this is perfect. I can definitely handle it up against your desk.
Fuck. Yeah.
God. Oh, yeah, I can definitely handle it. I have a lot of experience with these types of affairs. Sure, I'll get on the desk and put my legs on your shoulders. Of course. I just want to make sure that the client is happy. Stupid. My mind is practically empty. Oh God. All I can think about is that I really want to come. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you for saying I can come on your big cock. Oh. Oh, my ass. Oh, gosh. I am very experienced with this as well, sir. And I can also come from anal. I can come from just about anything that involves a cock. I'm such a horny bimbo. I will suck and fuck however you want, and you can fill any hole that you want anytime. I'm just here to assist you, any need that you have, whatever it is. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're back in my pussy. Oh, yes, I am a full service assistant. I never leave any job incomplete, so I will finish all tasks. You can definitely come inside my pussy. I would actually prefer that. No need for you to finish anywhere else. Unless it's on my face, my tits, my ass, or any other part of me. Also, just so you know, you do not have to be gentle at all. I can take whatever you can dish out. I always want the client to be happy. Oh, yeah. You're coming on me. Coming on me. Coming on me. Give me all your cum. Feed it to me. Feed it to me. Well, I hope that was an acceptable negotiation for signing on with me as your assistant. I think I could be a great benefit to you. Yep, I will have the contracts drawn up and we can fine-tune what your expectations will be. Great, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And thanks again for your time. Well, damn, that was hot. But what the hell? Ugh, now he sends me a text. So now, as we reach the final stages of my experiment, it seems that the programming is becoming successful.
Now your sexual needs are becoming all but consuming. Now, without any input from me, you've performed your duties as I required you to. I think one more stage of the experiment, and we will reach its conclusion. You have a wonderful day. That son of a bitch! He's still trying to pull my strings. What the hell am I gonna do? I just don't know what to do.